This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I have become. All right, 4 o'clock straight up. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, it's the Carton Show on WFNN Worldwide on SNY. Let me take a look at myself on camera now. Looking pretty. I lost like 10 pounds for this show.
You look good.
I'm putting it right back on this week, and then we're going to get somebody pregnant. by the way, it's do you ever get joy out of other teams' losses or failures? I assume you do. You're a normal human being, right?
Like, I live on it.
Like when the Mets don't make the playoffs, joyful for you, right?
You see, a little bit. Only because I got too many, trolls in my life. But yes, so there's some joy in it.
I have a football team that is more incompetent and less. Less smart than both the Jets and the Giants combined.
You cannot find them.
Oh, I found it.
No, you can't.
I found it. If you had to take a guess, let's play a quick guessing game. NFL football team that is worse off than the Jets and the Giants, okay? You had to take a guess, and we'll play a little guessing game here, okay? How many coaches and for how much total money are the Vegas Raiders currently on the hook for without hiring their new head coach yet? So the number's going to go up, not down.
Sure.
Take a guess. First, give me the number of coaches that are still on their payroll.
It's at least three.
It is more than three, Bob. It is more than four, Bob.
Five.
There are five coaches still being paid.
Oh, that's right. Gruden signed this ridiculous contract.
He's one of them. How much total money, if you had a guess, are the Raiders currently paying five coaches, none of whom are currently coaching the Raiders?
Gruden signed something like crazy for like $10 million.
Yep.
And still for more years. Are you talking about each year or the total number of money that they would have on the book still for coaches?
I have it for this upcoming year.
Oh, this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
10, 16.
10, ba-ding.
42.
Higher, Bob.
Oh, my God. 55.
$50 million.
$50
million. The Vegas Raiders this year are paying Chip Kelly $6 million. They're paying Pete Carroll $16 million.
Oh, my God.
They are paying John Gruden $10 million. They are paying Josh McDaniels $10 million, and they're paying Antonio Pierce $8 million.
That's got to be combined.
$50 million to five guys who are not coaching the Vegas Raiders. So as bad as things are for the Giants, and man, they are bad. As bad as things are for the Jets, and man, they are bad. it's worse than Las Vegas.
Is it?
Plus, their owner has a Dumb and Dumber haircut yeah. and thinks the hot blonde sitting next to him had no idea he was a billionaire.
I don't know if it's worse than the Jets. I don't know if it's worse than the Jets.
Shut your mouth.
I think they have a chance to hire a coach. I don't think the Jets have one. They're going to have the best quarterback in the draft with the number one pick. If they get Mendoza, a good head coach, away they go.
I'm talking in the moment. Okay. What happens in April might change the moment.
But you're saying worse off. They're worse off for today.
Today.
That's your point.
The Raiders are the laughing stock, not the Jets.
For the next 8 hours.
Well, 3 months. 3 months or so.
I could easily paint a scenario where the Raiders are a better football team than the Jets next year.
If Mendoza is a good quarterback,
yes.
I guess that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Look, real quick on the Jets, because we've done a lot of Giants, and I will get all your Giant calls, I promise you on that. Just real quick, a quick thought on the Jets.
Yeah.
Because, again, I don't want to willy-nilly just fire a guy after 1 year. I know why the Jets are hanging on to him. It's, you know, the Dan Campbell, you know, situation in Detroit. And to be fair, he didn't have a quarterback. But he's also the guy that said Justin Fields is going to be a revitalized quarterback. He has to own a piece of that, if not all of that. He's also the guy that went out of his way to embarrass Aaron Rodgers. And that was a stupid move. Made no sense. Not that I wanted Aaron Rodgers back. But it just made no sense to make that move. That being said, and I challenge anybody in the world that might be in the sound of our voices right now. You could be the biggest pro-Jet guy in the world. I'd like to be. I just can't be, okay? I would just ask anyone that thinks it's smart or the right move to keep Aaron Glenn. And look, they've already made the decision. So I'm blowing smoke up a chimney. That it doesn't matter. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. But I just want somebody to explain to me a single thing that Aaron Glenn did this year to warrant another run. And I don't want you to tell me what he didn't have.
Right.
I don't want you to tell me what they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the one positive that he brought to the table that makes you think, you know what? Unfair to judge him after this year.
I can give you two.
Ooh.
Two.
Okay, start with number one.
Number one. They didn't have a field goal blocked all year long.
Wow.
Did not have one single field goal blocked.
Wow.
Yep.
Mind blown.
Amazing, right?
And there's a second one. Go ahead.
When they were down 41-13 in the fourth quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hold on. That's the game he referenced as.
Yes.
The second half, something good happened.
That's it.
Down 41-13, and what happened?
They scored a touchdown.
Woo!
And they ran the football really well in that drive.
I can't believe they played Jet football. Yeah,
that's what he sold you.
I know.
That's what he sold you.
I know.
So that's what he thinks. When he was asked, forget what we think or what anybody else thinks, anyone in the audience thinks, anyone who's in the sound of our voice thinks, when the coach was asked, what have you seen from the Jets? We haven't had a field goal block, and damn it if we didn't have a good drive at the start of the fourth quarter down 41-13 against the Jets.
We had a successful drive
that's
in the third quarter of a meaningless game.
What he said.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's my point.
There's
again,
nothing.
The answer is there's nothing. Willy-nilly fire a guy for no reason.
Yeah.
But there's not a single thing anyone can point to other than Woody Johnson doesn't want to be the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Johnson doesn't want to pay Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't want to pay Aaron Glenn and pay a third guy.
Yeah.
There's no other rationale. And again, I want to be fair to Aaron Glenn. I've never met him. I don't know him. I don't have to.
Yeah.
He decided to make the media his enemy. He kind of made the fan base his enemy. And there's not a single thing we can point to that you could say, well, he did that. And the most glaring thing of all, for a guy that was brought in here to be another defensive-minded head coach who happened to play the position of cornerback.
And was kind of a ball hawking
corner. The most likely guy in the field to have an interception.
Yeah.
Right? You guys all know the story. I'm telling you what you already know.
Yeah.
They started keeping interception stats in 1933. You don't even know who the president was in 1933, do you?
Calvin Coolidge?
Woodrow Wilson?
That's a good one.
In that ballpark?
Somewhere around
okay,
there.
Okay, fine. We'll both take the loss on that.
No, it's FDR? FDR.
Yeah, sure. FDR. Let the meat cake. FDR.
Yeah, that's FDR, right?
Yes, okay.
Got us out of the depression?
No team in the history of football from 1933 through yesterday has ever gone an entire season without a single interception.
Yeah.
And I checked. They didn't throw the ball in 1933. And somehow, every single team had an interception. before they were throwing the ball.
Yep.
Okay? So, by the way, if you had wagered $100 week one.
I know.
That the Jets were not of an interception and rolled that wager over all 18 weeks, you would have profited $5.5 million. That's how
where were you then?
It was.
I know. It is insane. The only team ever to have five consecutive losses of 23 points or more.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Record setting
stuff. There's nothing you can point to, right? That
so
he
then
did.
The question again becomes, other than not wanting to pay another guy not to be your coach, what is the rationale for bringing him back? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I would tell you it's your giant draft rationale. I don't know if they trust themselves to make a better hire. Right now, with the state of the New York Jets, who else is going to take this job, right? There isn't that big time, as of right now, we'll see if Harbaugh, but who would Harbaugh want to take this job? Like, if they fired
Probably
Glenn,
not.
It's the worst. I talk about, in my opinion, if the Giants currently right now, as it stands for me, it's the best available job in the NFL. That's how I feel. The Jets would
you have
be,
a quarterback.
The
Add
Jets would be the Jets would be the worst. I guess the Raiders, but the Raiders at least have Mendoza, if
what,
you believe in Mendoza.
Not that
the Raider, the Jets is the worst job. So who's going to take it? Is Mike McCarthy going to come in here and try and run this offense?
You're going to have either a first-timer or a desperate guy.
Right.
Either it's going to be an old-timer who wants one more crack at it, or a guy that no one else is really looking at yet.
So don't get me wrong. I think should take that chance. I think Aaron Glenn has proven, and the way they're going to have to develop a young quarterback, and what he did with Justin Fields. He brought in Justin Fields, paid him $20 million, and then they didn't have a game plan for him. Like, they didn't build an offense around him. They did nothing. It was an absolute
disaster.
Well,
Justin Fields isn't a quarterback. He's a running back.
Right, but then
he's
build
a slot receiver.
Do something.
Yeah.
They had no game plan for him. It's a joke, and I don't trust them to now develop this young quarterback. I just don't. So for me, I would move on from him, and I would take the chance on some offensive coordinator as I'm going to draft or figure out a way to get a quarterback in this building. But those are the arguments. The arguments are, I don't want to be a dysfunctional team that fires a coach after year one. I don't think this job is appealing to a guaranteed better head coach. I'd rather take my chances that this guy I believed in is going to improve himself from year one. We're going to get a new experienced coach in year two, and we're going to be better served for it. That's the only case, because nothing he did – any promise he made, the culture building, not the same old Jets. We're going to be a team you're proud of. Well, I didn't mean this year.
Right.
Like, literally. At some point. Big ships
start
slow.
I got a five-year deal at some point.
At some point, we'll be proud. You'll be proud of us. It's
if
embarrassing.
If you had to...
It's embarrassing.
If you had to make a vote, okay? There's only two
make
guys...
Make a vote, take a vote.
Take whatever. There's only two guys that... There's only two answers to the question I'm about to ask you,
okay.
Right? And it's interesting to me, all right? Because they're not... One franchise is long-suffering... The other one, you know, thinks they should win every year. Who's the best general manager in town today? Is it Leon Rose or Brian Cashman? Because there's no other choices.
No.
No other choices. It's not David Stearns.
No.
It's obviously not, you know, Muji yet. We don't know what he's going to do with the Jets. It's not, you know, Joe Shane. I'm not the hockey guy, but I'm going to assume we agree. It's not the hockey guys, right?
No.
So if you had to go right now, like, humanity is at risk.
Yeah.
And you can only save humankind by picking... The best general manager in New York sports today, is it your guy, Brian Cashman, or is it my guy, Leon Rose?
Every fiber of my being wants to scream Brian Cashman.
But you're not going to.
But the answer is Leon Rose.
Leon Rose.
Leon Rose is the best.
How about that?
He's the best executive.
The New York Knicks.
The turnaround job that he has made with the Knicks to the point where I think we all believe they're the best team in the East and have a legitimate opportunity to win an NBA championship.
Yep.
It is so far and away the best turner. I mean, this team, you remember it. It was, we all know it. It was,
and
we didn't
I
even care about it.
By the
them.
Way, I'm not sure if there's a year in the last 40 where the answer was the Knicks general manager.
No, probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
In the last 40,
30.
Back to the early 90s,
30.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it's my main man, Leon Rose.
He has done a better job than
and
Brian
Leon Cash. Rose does something that's, I think, unheard of in New York history, has never spoken publicly.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Mr. Dolan is coming in here today. James Dolan hasn't spoken since he last talked to me and Evan. You were here as well.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But from time to time, he talks. He goes on, like, you know, the podcast every once in a while, right? I don't think Leon Rose, outside of a couple things with Mike Breen for MSG, has ever spoken publicly.
I don't think so.
Which is unheard of.
Unheard of. And I thought, because other general managers and people who were there when they win the cup have spoken.
Yes.
And he was standing there.
As long as the Knicks are playing the kind of ball they're playing, I know.
No one cares.
Bump in the road.
No one cares.
I don't care if Leroy speaks.
He'd care less.
Just tell me if we're getting honest or not.
If they start to lose, then he'll have to speak. You have to answer.
Or we'll be more upset that he's not speaking.
Right. We'll want to know the plan. Kind of but right yeah. now, the plan is working so well that we don't give a damn.
Here's Diego in East Meadow. Diego, good afternoon.
Diego.
Guys, Craigie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Craigie, the first time around, you humanized Boomer. The second time, you made Evan into a heel. I can't wait to see what happens with Big Mac.
Mm. Yeah.
The transformation is underway.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. I'm
in the cocoon right now. A butterfly is emerging at any day now.
There's a lot of people happy that you're back, but no one is happier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
About this pairing and C-Mac on afternoon drive and Mr. Brian Cashman himself. I just said
he wasn't the best executive in town. It's the first time Brian Cashman's name has come up on the show, and I had to say he's second best. I'm not happy about it.
I don't know if he paid you for the hire, NIL, something like that, but there is no one happier because he can do no wrong. He can trade Aaron Judge for a bag of peanuts this offseason, and he'll get called as the best.
Thank you for the call, Diego. Appreciate it. I thought the rip on you is you're a Boone apologist.
No, it's your
Cashman guy.
Yes, I'm both, but yeah, no, it started with a Brian Cashman
apology. Got
it,
because I did talk to AB about that.
Yeah.
He goes, word is I have a fan in the building.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
so
he does.
Your reputation has exceeded
No, because Yankee fans are angry. Yankee fans are angry. They haven't won a championship in a long time. Yankee fans are angry. And
it's a misplaced anger.
As much as I'm frustrated, like, that's the difference, and that's why I push back, and that's why I get he could do no wrong, whatever. That's not true. When Brian Cashman, like the Donaldson trade, I came on and I yelled about it. Like, Brian Cashman has done plenty of things I disagree with, and I say so. Mm-hmm. But the Yankee fan is so angry and bitter, and I think frustration is warranted. But the Yankees are the worst run franchise in baseball.
Ridiculous.
He's the worst general manager. Anybody could do what he does with the money they've been given. Like, he's a disaster. He needs to be fired. Boone's the worst manager in baseball. They'll never win with him. Like, I'll push back on all that nonsense because I don't buy any of that.
Yeah.
But have they been good enough? No. And Boone has a 10-year deal. He's at the end of this contract. I think it's this coming up year. It's going to be a full 10 years. And even I, the biggest Boone apologist, and you can tell him this, and if I talk to him.
Well, you're going to meet him this week.
Even I would say a Yankee manager that had a full 10 years and doesn't win a World Series, like, at some point.
Well, he'd be the only one.
At some point, he's already the only one to have this long a starting tenure as a Yankee manager without a championship. At some point, you have to win. So as much as I can tell you it's not Aaron Boone's fault, and Brian Cashman's a hell of a lot smarter than most of you think, and they've done really well, and year in and year out, they are competing for a championship. And proof of, this is another one that bothers people. Losing is not proof. You couldn't win. Like, that's what bothers me. Like, oh, they're not a real contender. No, no, no. They were a contender. They got beat.
Yeah.
They could have won. If Aaron Judge hit in the World Series, we might be talking about a parade.
He doesn't drop a fly ball in Game 5.
If he doesn't drop the ball in Game 5, maybe they had a one-run lead in the 10th inning of Game 1, a five-run lead in the 5th inning of Game 5. Like, they were in that series despite what everybody wants to say.
Right.
But, like, those things that I've been shunned by the Yankee community, who just wants to scream and yell about Brian Cashman.
I think.
And Aaron Boone, and how pathetic and disgusting and terrible they are. And the fact of the matter is they're really good at what they do, but they haven't been good enough to get over the hump, and nobody wants to hear it.
They haven't been good enough to unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
But most fan bases in America, regardless of sport, would sign up for what the Yankees have done the last 10 years. Meaning every single year but one?
Yeah.
You have a chance to win a World Series.
Yeah.
Every year?
Every year.
Right.
And nobody wants to hear that. They don't think that they do. Because they lose, it's proof that they couldn't. It drives me absolutely crazy because we are talking about two miserable football teams that I would kill. If the Giants were in the playoffs 9 out of the last 10 years, we would throw parades for whoever came in and brought
that
here.
But that gets old, too.
That gets old, too.
Because
eventually,
at some point, it's going to be like, 9 straight years, no Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
That's
what happened. And Brian Cashman and Boone have to win at some point. I understand that. When that is, when I will finally hit that line of demarcation, I don't know. It's probably
It'll be this year.
It's Boone this year, certainly.
I think it'll be this year,
Boone. And certainly this year.
By the way,
the owner goes on there. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Last thing. And then, of course, the owner is the other one, complaining about the $100 million he's got to give to the city, talking about nobody asks. Everyone looks at the payroll. Nobody talks about the bills I got to pay. Like,
nobody wants to hear rich people complain.
Nobody wants to hear the owner of a $10 billion business tell you no one ever asked me about the bills I pay.
And by the way, all you have to do is say we're going to do our best, spend as much as we can spend to put the best team on the field. You could complain behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear a billionaire complain about money. It's just silly.
Yeah.
And he's been around long enough to know better.
Absolutely.
Than that. I want to thank the technicians at SNY. I look good. I didn't expect that at all today. I've lost a couple pounds. I do have a slight tan going on.
Yeah,
I've got the Vineyard Vine quarter zip.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, you look all right. You look all right. I mean, you know.
All right.
You look good.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better than
this. This is the best you'll ever see me look.
You don't think you're
ever... It is completely downhill from here.
Really?
100%. I'm going to gain weight. That's
why? Because you're back on radio? What are you like? What are you, like a hungry wolf out there?
Yeah, that's right.
And now you've come in here and you've gotten the chicken hen, and now you're just... That's chicken hoop, and that's it?
It's going to get progressively worse, I can tell you that, right now.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll get progressively better.
Maybe you will.
And we can, like, morph into one attractive person.
I hope so. Aaron's in Long Beach on the fan. Aaron, good afternoon. How you doing, pal?
Craigie. Craigie.
My wife said that
was coming back.
That was creepy.
I missed you, bud.
Thank you.
Before I dive into it, I just want to say about 3 years ago, you did a really nice video on the day of my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent that to me, and I was like, before I got to the hall, I was like, look at this video that I received from Craig. It's the best thing of all time. But yeah, it was amazing.
I assume you're
divorced now? I wanted to say thank you for that. I wanted to say thank you for that.
It's funny. It's my pleasure.
Forward 3 years later, now I'm holding my baby.
There you go. Oh, congratulations. Did you name the baby
Craig?
Thank you.
But reason for the call today.
Do your own thing.
Is.
He's talking.
Almost
he
listening.
That's a common refrain.
It's all good.
I'm totally on board with you guys. They got to dump Aaron Glenn. He's shown nothing, no reason for him to be here still.
Yeah.
Especially when we have the opportunity, potentially. I wouldn't say they're available.
The weird thing, Aaron, and I appreciate your call, and I'm glad I was able to make your wedding day more special than it was than committing the rest of your life with that someone special.
I met the love of my life, and Craig sent me a video.
Yeah. Like, I recognize that we're howling at the moon. Because Aaron Glenn's coming
back.
But just because they've decided that Aaron Glenn's coming back doesn't mean we can't kind of expel our emotions on it.
Right.
Well, I'll move past this tomorrow, the next day. But the decision just doesn't make sense because there's no rationale behind it. Yeah. That's my only problem with it.
No, I think you're 100% right. There's no legitimate rationale behind it other than we don't know what else to do. That's literally
right.
It. We don't know what
and
else to
I
do.
And I truly think money's a part of it. I do. As much money as Johnson has, I firmly believe that money's a part of it. You know, he's paying Robert Saleh. Oh, maybe this was the last year he paid Rob, about $8 million bucks, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
So now he's got to pay Aaron Glenn for 4 more years. So I would not be shocked if he's like, look, I'm not writing a $5, $6 million check for somebody to sit on his ass at home. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, look, how do you argue against that? It's not my money. It's
his
money.
That's exactly why I argue it. Who cares about your money? Get me a head coach that can win.
Right.
Like, I don't care about your money, and no one cares. We just talked about it. We don't care about billionaires.
Well, that's why I don't think he'd ever come out publicly and say, I'm not spending $6 million on a guy to sit on his ass.
Because
you and I would react the same exact way we just reacted, you know, about Hal Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to hear rich people complain, I don't have enough money. Yeah, you do.
No, of course
he does. You're just choosing not to spend
He's choosing not to spend it. And he's choosing to roll with a coach that showed absolutely nothing and had arguably one of the worst, most non-competitive seasons, a Jet franchise that is known for them in the history of the organization.
Which is saying a lot.
It is saying a lot, the futility we saw at the beginning of the season and the futility we saw at the end of the season. 5 straight 23-point losses or greater. In the first in the history of the NFL, they got beat up. They got annihilated by backup players for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
Right.
Backups kicked the crap out of them. Like, they are not a competitive football team in any way. And I know the roster sucks and the quarterback is terrible. But this is a culture-building guy. They're supposed to fight to the end. And I could argue that nobody let go of the rope as much as the Jets at the end of the season than anyone else in the NFL. We saw they fired their coach, and the Atlanta Falcons went on a rampage the last 3 weeks of the season. We saw the Saints find a quarterback, possibly, and Chuck can go on and play really good football. We've seen teams step it up over and over and over again throughout the NFL. Lousy teams, the New York Giants. But the New York Jets were god-awful and got worse and didn't show up week after week after week. And this is the culture builder. He's not some sort of defensive guru, offensive guru. He's a leader of men who's going to get them to play hard. And at the last 3 weeks, he can get them to play hard. I don't care what
anybody
says.
What's worse, I thought what Josh Allen and the Bills did to the Jets was Bush League. Because Josh Allen has this little streak going.
Yep.
He's not where Eli was yet, but he's getting closer. Josh Allen, not just this week, he did it last week also. Josh Allen got dressed. They made a point during the week of saying Josh Allen, health-wise, is good to go for the Week 18 game against the New York Jets. And you see him walking in to Highmark Stadium for the very last time because that stadium is going to be blown up. I have a new stadium to play next year. And you saw this. Josh Allen walked out on the field for the first offensive play of the game for the Bills. Hot one! Hot two! Blue Zebra 37! Hot, hot, hot! And took the snap.
Yep.
And then what did he do? He walked off the field. He clowned the New York Jets.
Yep.
He was like, this game doesn't mean anything. We're playing a minor league team. I want to keep what I think now is a Fugazi streak.
Did it last year,
like,
too.
If you play the first half of a game and then sit out, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
That I understand that.
Yeah.
But you get dressed and you think so little about the New York Jets. You walk out to take one snap so your streak is still alive. And walk off the field, never to come back on again.
Yeah.
That's where the Jets are. The Jets are being clowned by a better franchise.
I was actually wondering about that and going it over and over in my mind about how I feel about him doing that. And
I hate it because it's BS.
I know, but at the same time,
it makes the streak totally fugazi.
Does it though?
100%.
I 100%. Well, yeah, I understand that, but it's an Iron Man streak, and it's being
he didn't play.
I know, but he's not injured.
He didn't play,
but he's not injured.
So what? Make a decision.
But Eli Manning, Brett Favre. I agree with you on that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm mulling it over, but. My point is that
did Eli Manning play in that last game against the Patriots when the Patriots were going for the undefeated season?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's right. He didn't have to play in that game. Neither did Brady for the matter, but they were going for something special, right?
Yes.
And I'll do you one better, just real quick. While I'm on Josh Allen, I lived in Buffalo for 7 months. I want to thank all the thick women up there for keeping me warm that one winter I spent in Buffalo. I lived in a place called Kenmore, New York.
Yeah.
I lived in a retirement home right across the street from a great sports bar called Malone's. Big girls do not like retirement homes, even when you're trying to get them pregnant. I can tell you that. Facts of life, okay?
I'm learning a lot.
You're learning a lot?
I'm learning a lot day one.
But I want to tell you something right now about this Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Your guy, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I have a simple question, real quick. I know it's not the Giants or Jets, but I'm going to put it out there because you can contemplate it, okay? I want to know, now that there's no Joe Burrow in the postseason and no Patrick Mahomes in the postseason, no Lamar Jackson in the postseason. What's the Bills fans' excuse going to be this year when the Buffalo Bills don't go to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What excuses are we going to make now? Because in the past it's been, dude, Mahomes is special. Mahomes is different. You got to treat that as such, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lamar Jackson. Not that he's been to a Super Bowl. He hasn't. He's got one AFC Championship game as well. But oh, Lamar Jackson. Oh, Joe Burrow. Smoking on that Joe Burrow. Right?
Yep.
They're all gone.
Yep.
What's the excuse going to be when Josh Allen doesn't lead the Bills to the Super Bowl? And I already got the answer because I know Buffalo people. I was one of them.
Yeah.
I lived there for 7 months. Felt like 3 years. I know what it's like. I ate beef on weck every Friday.
Beef on weck?
That's their special sandwich.
Okay.
It's like roast beef on a hard crusted roll with kosher salt on top.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right? Here's the answer. Not enough talent around him.
Yep.
That's the excuse that's coming.
No doubt.
For Josh Allen,
worst
who's a great quarterback,
with.
By the way. But I lost respect for Josh Allen, not that he cares, when, number one, when he gave out his Christmas gifts to the offensive linemen, it wasn't from him. It was from them, him and his wife. All of a sudden, she's giving out gifts to offensive linemen. All right? I can tell my sons, vagina's undefeated. And you learn that all the time. Okay? Undefeated, Chris. It's undefeated. That gift was from them. Yep. She didn't pick out those toasters. Josh Allen did. That's number one.
She might have been involved in the toaster
not
handling.
At all.
No.
And number two, not enough talent around him.
Yeah.
No. Here it comes.
I think the Buffalo Bills are an interesting conversation because you're 100% right. Those what has typically been the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Buffalo Bills have owned the AFC. It's just them. And you're right, a bunch of unproven quarterbacks. You got old man
Rodgers. Is one of them. The Texans are going to shut him out anyway.
You got Bo Nix is the best quarterback on the best team right now.
Drake May
right? In New England.
Yeah.
You got Herbert, who hasn't proven anything
hasn't won a playoff
in any big
game.
Games. Absolutely.
Trevor Lawrence. Had the collapse against Jacksonville 3 years ago.
Like these, that, now they got good defenses and stuff, but yes.
What's the excuse?
There's no
this
excuse.
This has got to be Josh Allen's year.
Yep.
If you're that good, he is that good, except for this one legacy moment in his career.
Yeah.
If Josh Allen's that good, the Buffalo Bills should be in the Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
I don't care if it's on the road or at home. Don't matter to me.
Yep.
And then we got to take a quick break. Don't forget, 1 hour from now, my main man, Mr. James Dolan, joins us live in studio right here on The Fan.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. And they honor all manufacturers' rebates. And they even honor their competitors' rebates. With more than 100 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory over 600,000 tires, why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices. That's Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Little later this
episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This week, Little Wayne will be joining us on the show. Good buddy of mine. Big sports fan. Big Packers fan.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we get back to the football calls, I want to shout out to my friends Darren and the gang at the 7 Line. Who 2 hours in want to know how come we're not talking Mets today?
Oh, well, you got the Yankee shill with you. We're never going to talk Mets.
Well, there's the answer for that. It's a football Monday.
It's a football Monday. We'll get to the Mets their inactiveness.
There was one Mets story, though, that did catch my eye. A bit of a Yankee Mets story,
yes,
if you will. A bit of a comparison, if you will, from somebody on the inside. Not a talking head on the radio or a guy that, you know, sells Mets merchandise and does a very good job of it with the 7 Line. Have you heard the name? You probably have. It's not a household name.
No.
Are you aware of a former player named Paul Blackburn?
Not only am I aware of him, but he's not a former player. He's a current New York Yankee.
No, I'm saying former Met.
Yes, current New York Yankee.
Yes. You've heard of the name Paul Blackburn?
I have, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Paul Blackburn told you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
For all the talk about the kumbaya love with the New York Mets and how the Coens treat people like family, and you know, why do people pick the Mets over the Yankees if they do? It's because of that family atmosphere that they foster, and kids are welcome, and wives are welcome.
Absolutely.
And gumads are welcome, and side pieces are welcome.
Everyone's
Everybody's welcome, because we're fostering a family experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're all rowing the oars in the same direction. What did current Yankee former Met Paul Blackburn say is the biggest difference, or was the biggest difference thus far for him, between the Mets and Yankees clubhouse? Are you aware of the answer?
I am. Would you like me to answer it?
Or
you
tell the audience the answer.
He said that it was amazing how when he got into the Yankee clubhouse, it just felt like everybody was pulling together.
Wow.
And that was completely opposite.
So there weren't separate cliques, I guess. There's always a few cliques on any team.
Yeah.
Some of it's language barrier, or, you know, where you come from, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I read the comments.
Yeah.
He said it was a stark difference.
Yep.
He said, and he was surprised by it, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Because of all the talk about Steve Cohen and Alex Cohen and the great job they've done in building a team that doesn't make the playoffs, that that they were building a family, right? And a family atmosphere.
Yep.
Kids growing up together, whether you're American or Latin American or European, whatever, doesn't matter, right? Yep. And here's one guy who played for both teams.
Yep.
And said it was a stark difference in the, with the Mets. Mm-hmm. It felt like what, Chris?
A family.
No, with the Yankees.
Yes.
It felt like a family.
Yes.
With the Mets, it felt like everyone for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody for themselves.
That's not family.
Perhaps.
I mean, it could be some families.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps we've been lied to.
Perhaps. And he's not the first person to say it. Adam Ottavino said it a couple weeks ago on a podcast. He was really talking about how they handle the pitching staff. I think Mendoza in this Met clubhouse, clearly, and you're starting to see why.
Oops.
You're starting to see why some of the decisions were made.
Sure.
When they change, you know, this core of the team. We know that there was some infighting between Lindor and Nimmo.
Yeah,
and
I actually know that whole story. I'm not at liberty to say it until I find out if I have permission to say it, but it's
Come
even worse.
Craig Carton, what do we got?
It's even worse than you think.
Really?
But I'm not at liberty to say it. It was told to me in confidence, but where there's smoke, there's fire. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
There was an issue.
Yeah.
I'm just not at liberty to tell you the exact issue yet.
No, but not only this, Craig, like, let's be honest, since we're going to, like, this time last year, you're 100% right. It wasn't just family. It was the destination to be.
Right.
It's where everybody wanted to go.
That's right.
It's the richest owner, the smartest executive, the better organization, the better farm system. It's where players come to want to win, experience all the wonderful things of playing in New York. And now it's everybody's out. Everybody's out for themselves.
Right,
they got rid of everybody.
Right.
The closer leaves and goes to L.A. And what's everyone's? Well, he wanted to go win with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I thought this was the place to come and win, the New York Mets.
Well,
but apparently we all understand why the closer decided to just go to the Dodgers, because that's about winning. Family, no family. Everyone's getting rid of each other. Can't stand each other. Fighting. McNeil had to go. He's fighting with Lindor. Nimmo and Lindor are fighting over politics. The bullpen's not pulling together. And Adam Ottavino, who pitched for the Mets as well, is saying that the manager has no idea how to handle a bullpen.
Yeah. But the good news, there's good news.
The 7-line wanted to talk Mets.
If I was the 7-line, I'd start putting pictures of a casino on my stuff. Seems like that's what matters.
Yeah.
It seems like that casino mattered a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. In all seriousness.
Now, it's not going to open for 7 years, but that casino, when you write a $500 million check just to get a license for a casino, if I'm the 7-line, I start producing Met gear with roulette wheels on it. And blackjack tables.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm not even kidding.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
so,
in all seriousness, they have to do something. And a couple of these Japanese stars that now have gone to other teams really made sense for the New York Mets. And I'm curious, like, it's not so much that they let these guys go or how they're building the team, because I do believe the owner's going to spend money. I do. I do believe when he says the payroll is going to be what it was last year,
like,
or 340, better.
340, 350, something like
fully,
that.
I don't think he's blowing smoke. I think that's his intent. But here's the issue. If a starting pitcher with the upside of possibly being a number two or number one, even maybe with Imai, even if they weren't sold on it, when that market collapses to the point it did, where it's $17 million, $18 million guaranteed.
Why don't you go get him?
Why, like, on a short-term deal, why aren't they there? And Okamoto, who would fit them perfectly, first and third, great defensively, right-handed bat, contact hitter, good numbers, like, fell to another contract with the Blue Jays that just made so much sense for the Mets. And it's not even that those are great players. How do you miss them? It's Stearns doesn't want to spend big money. He's not out there looking at big free agent pitches for long-term contracts. He's not interested in paying the big star. Tucker is not on their radar. Maybe they're fighting over Bellinger. But the point is if, like, they need to fix that rotation. They need to add another bat to this lineup. And it just feels like, well, if they're not willing to do what we just saw go by the wayside, what are they willing to do?
Well, if they get to 340 or 350, you can't say they're not spending money.
No.
That's the problem with it. And they're going to get to 340 and 350.
How?
They're gonna
agree the owner would do it.
Yeah.
But the general manager doesn't want to spend money on, like, where do they get, what players do they buy that impact the team that get them to the 340? Because I want to know. Because they're not giving big time money to starting pitching in the free agent market. They're not giving it to depreciated contracts. They're not going after players whose market collapses, but they're not going to also go out and pay 10 year contracts to Justin Tucker, like, or Kyle Tucker. I'm losing my mind on the Tucker.
It's all good.
I got Justin Tucker. Tucker, the kicker, on my mind after the game last night.
You think Justin Tucker is getting a massage with the rookie kicker went wide right? I know it's a bad meme. It's out there.
I know.
But let's be honest. Everybody was thinking it.
I saw that meme of Leonardo DiCaprio where he's got the beer and he's pointing at TV, but he's in the massage chair.
That joke never ends, by the way.
Never ends.
It's always a good one.
But what are the Mets going to do? That's the question.
Yep. Well, listen, you only got to win 85 games these days to get in.
That's true.
That's all you got to do. Here's Don in Oceanside, New York. Donnie, what's cooking, baby?
Craigie, welcome back.
Thank you, man.
You're making radio great again, finally.
Oh, I got to make a hat.
That's
nice.
Are you?
How would you pronounce it? Merga? That's my new hat.
M-R-G-A.
All right, I'm all in. Good.
So, are you a Mets or a Yankees fan this year? I need to know now.
That'll be announced in good time. In good time.
Yeah, it's
Are we doing a reveal?
I'm getting... There are two very prominent people in my life that are both pressuring me on opposite sides.
Okay.
Former governor of New Jersey, who's one of my closest friends in the world, Chris Christie, has said it's time to stop the charade and come back home and be a Mets fan. The manager of the Yankees has told me, and I'll show it to you, you're a Yankee. I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, we need you on
the
team, man.
For the sake of the show, dude, for the sake of the
be
show,
a Mets
I
fan.
Think you got to go Mets. No, I'm a Yankees fan.
No, I'm saying you want me to be a Mets fan so I can counterbalance the Yankee homerism from Chris. I got
or we could just lean into it, baby. We could just lean into it.
Yeah, I like leaning into it also, guys.
Plus, I appreciate that very much,
Thank
John.
You, buddy.
And I'm a loyalist, and SNY is right here with us on day one. So they make a valuable argument. Now, I'd prefer the show be simulcast at 2 for the whole 4 hours, but it's my first day.
Yeah.
And I want to get along with everybody. I'm not high maintenance or nothing.
No, I'm very prima donna. Very simple.
I'm just saying 4 is better than 2.
Yes.
Okay?
That is true.
But we'll find out. It's only January 5th.
Still early.
5th.
Still early.
Yeah.
Don't even know what the teams look like.
We haven't had pitchers and catchers even show up yet. Right?
That's a month away.
Well,
more than a month away.
In good time.
Yep.
And I made a promise to everybody here, all new material. All new bits.
All new bits.
Yeah. Like instead of Wag Wednesday, White Boy Wednesday.
Boy Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have white boys on?
No, just celebrate them.
Just celebrate them. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
That's a work in progress.
Yeah.
We have Miserable Monday.
Miserable Monday.
White Boy Wednesday.
Okay.
So, like I said.
Gotcha.
It's a work in progress. I'm showing you too much behind the fourth rail, and I shouldn't be showing you all this. All right.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
By the way, if you and your kids are Wizard of Oz fans, how could you not be?
How could you not be?
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, I have, yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the kids. Wizard of Oz at the Sphere.
Oh.
No joke. One of the greatest technological marvels in the history of media.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Yep.
And they play it, that's it? They
You're basically in Oz with Dorothy.
Really?
And they've refigured the movie and the voices and all that stuff.
That sounds awesome. My wife would love that.
Arguably the greatest thing, a life-changing moment for you.
Yeah.
Now, I went to the Sphere and saw The Grateful Dead. All right?
On their final tour or their second final tour?
I saw what I thought was the final tour in Chicago many, many years ago, like 2016, whatever
sure,
it was.
Sure, sure.
All right? And I'm not even a deadhead, my wife is.
Yeah.
But I had one of the craziest life experiences. And I've obviously had some interesting life experiences, right? Okay? Where I sat next to someone who's an idol of yours.
No way.
While he got high.
Like the idol of mine?
Uh-huh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
No way.
As close as you and I are sitting, that's where I was sitting.
To Sir Paul McCartney?
Yes, sir.
Get out of here.
He
was at the Grateful Dead concert?
Yep.
And he was
They sang a Beatles song.
Oh, they did.
I guess the dead do that frequently, and they knew he was in the building.
Right.
So it was like an ode to him, and he was there with his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And it was great, minding his own business, a normal guy. And it was a weird moment for me because, like, 3, 4, 5 minutes into it, right?
Yeah.
Right before the dead and John Mayer even take the stage.
Okay.
Your hero, Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. lights one up.
Yeah.
And I go,
he's known.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the most normal A-list celebrity in the world. Yeah. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I love that story. Yep. Absolutely.
We'll talk to him. He's coming on.
Oh.
Yeah. He knows you're a big fan.
Don't even kid. Don't.
He knows.
Aaron Boone, I can't wait to meet. Don't even joke with me about meeting Paul
James
McCartney.
Dolan's friendly with him. So when James Dolan comes in here in less than an hour,
I was going to ask
him. It's coming up. He's obviously, tell him.
Well, that would be great, but I was going to ask him a Beatle question because I know he's a big music guy with his band.
They haven't played in years.
They haven't played in years?
It's called JD and the Straight Shots. Yeah, they haven't played. I don't think they played in a long time together. Yeah, they're all getting older.
I'm going to ask him his favorite Beatles song. McCartney Monday sounds fantastic.
No, we're not. That might work over. That ain't working. Afternoon drive.
You don't want to sing every day at 4 o'clock?
Guess what? We all love Hey Jude.
Nah. Back from every break on Monday. Yeah. Come on.
Look, I'm going to be taking a lot of vacation days.
Okay.
So if I take off on Monday.
Yeah, starting at 6 p.m. every day.
You can do it 100%. Yeah. Here's Eli in Rockland. Eli, good afternoon. You're on with Chris and Craig. How are you?
Hey, Chris, Craig. Really a big honor to speak to you on your first debut show back in the band.
Thank you, Eli.
Before I get to my point, I just want to say that I'm going to be calling back in 2 weeks after the GM debate is over when Brian Cashman agrees to terms with Cody Bellinger and Bo Bichette. And he's going to return province to New York, and the Yankees will win the World Series this year.
I like it, Eli.
Not that crazy.
By the way, I happen to think both of those things are going to happen.
I do not.
You don't. You think Bellinger, right?
Yeah, they're going to get Bellinger. I don't think they do Bichette.
Would you want it to do Bichette? Of course.
Yes.
Right.
They need to replace Anthony Volpe. I like Anthony Volpe, and I think he has a chance to be a decent player, but there are some things that, even as the Yankee shill, I have to admit, there is a standard of Yankee baseball. And Anthony Volpe, for 3 straight years, has been arguably the worst hitter in Major League Baseball.
He's had some clutch hits, though.
He played well in the postseason 2 years ago. He did. And he hit a home run this year against the Red Sox, but didn't end up having a good postseason.
And he won a Gold Glove.
He won a Gold Glove his rookie year. He was atrocious defensively this year. But I'll give him the break on the shoulder injury defensively. But here's the bottom line. The New York Yankee shortstop cannot be the worst hitter in Major League Baseball that gets 500 at-bats a season.
Yeah.
He's the worst. So there has to be some standard. He does not deserve to be the starting shortstop at the beginning of the season.
If they get Bichette and they re-sign Bellinger, they're the American League favorites.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I would say
absolutely.
That. Because the rotation's dope.
I still, as long as it's healthy, I still would trade for a starting pitcher, whether it's Cabrera or I would love Peralta, because that gives them 3 legitimate ace-type pitchers with Cole, Fried, and Peralta. I think that makes that rotation really stand out come postseason time. But no doubt, and he's bad defensively, Bichette. So it's a one-year proposition. Like, 1 year at short, you live with his defense for 1 year because you get his offensive. You get the bat, you get the right-handed bat, contact, the whole bit. And then next year, either don't re-sign Jazz and you move him over to second, or you figure a way out of McCann's last year on the contract and you move him over to third. You do something with him. He can't be the long-term shortstop. But for one season, that's exactly what I would do. I would love them to get Bichette. Yeah. Even more than Bellinger in some way. I just don't think the Yankees will do it.
Eli, real quick, what's your Giants point? Go ahead.
The Baltimore Ravens will fire John Harbaugh, and John Harbaugh will take the Giants' position, and he will lead the Giants to the playoffs next year. New York is good again. Come freaking on. Let's go.
I'll tell you this, Eli. John Harbaugh is like a Trojan horse to me because John Harbaugh has had a 2-time MVP at quarterback and has won nothing with him.
Yeah, it's fair. But...
And when he did win his Super Bowl, he won it because he had the greatest defense since the 85 Bears. And I don't take it away from me, one.
Yeah.
But the reality is that John Harbaugh has done less with more than most coaches in the NFL. And you can blame Lamar Jackson all you want. And yes, is he a good coach? Of course. He's a competent, good coach.
Yeah.
But he has had a 2-time MVP at quarterback and has won 0 with him. 0.
Yeah.
Now, that's a problem.
Parts on him, but I agree. When they get
and
into
even the
big
decision
games,
we talked about it earlier. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
When you're going to kick the game-winning field goal to get you into the playoffs, and you decide to make that kick harder for your kicker and not easier with a timeout in your pocket, which they used after they took the kneel down, and Derrick Henry in the backfield run the football. He was averaging almost 7 yards a carry. Yeah. Let's say he gets five. You just made a 42-yard field goal, a 37-yard field goal, and you're in the playoffs. Instead, they move the kicker back. Yeah. I don't get it.
No, I don't disagree with you. Again, we talked about it. I think they valued putting it in the middle of the field. But, I mean, you can't. Did you see that kid? Like, I don't know.
He missed three kicks all year. He's money.
I know, but that kick, I didn't see
like
any wind
blowing. He looked like he was 9 years
old.
He wet his pants afterwards.
Yeah, that's he wet his pants in a moment. Does he make a 35-yard field goal?
Well, again.
That kick never had a chance.
I didn't think Boswell was going to miss an extra point either.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, like, look at that kick. It wasn't exactly like, oh, and then it just, like, it was wide right.
No, it was embarrassing.
Off his foot, he missed it. So, like, I don't disagree, though. Your point about setting up a better attempt at a field goal, I agree with. I don't know if it wins them the game necessarily, but I do agree that it was an awkward thing to take a field goal and make it 2 yards further away.
Did you feel for a second when Boswell missed the extra kick, the way that ball went knuckleball style off his foot? Well, it started off straight. Did you at all, because I'm a conspiracy theorist, did you think maybe there was they did have a priest pregame.
They did.
Blessing
that
end zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The end zone in which the Ravens kicker missed the kick was the end zone that the priest blessed.
Mm.
So, higher power.
Yeah.
But you don't think they might have been like an invisible, like military grade
magnet or something?
Or like, you know, like laser that is the naked eye can't see? Like, watch that highlight again.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that ball moved doesn't make any gravitational sense whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
I think there's something to it.
You're right. It couldn't just be that the ball went that way. It's
take a look at
laser.
It. I don't know if SNY can bring it up or not. They probably don't have it at the ready, nor should they. But if you look, I'm not talking about the field goal.
No, I know. The missed
the
extra
field
point.
The field goal is just a horrendous kick
from the jump. You're right. It went right.
The Boswell extra point.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of football, as have you.
Yeah.
Some of it sober. Some of it.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine makes moonshine. Well, I'm only human, Chris. I can only do what's put in front of me.
You partake in football?
I do partake when I watch football.
Yeah.
That ball did something I've never seen a ball do.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it do it.
I've never
seen a kick just go wide right at
it. It was going middle. Good.
I'll tell you what. And I know they've made them longer over the last couple of years. For an extra point, it was a little bit weird. Typically, a longer kick,
yards.
You would see it. Yeah, it really was right away. It went right. I'll give you that. But
see, if you guys can bring it up or you can bring it up, look at it again. There's something fugazi.
I mean,
something fishy.
There's nothing fishy.
Something
He missed the kick.
You might say the NFL wanted Baltimore to be in the playoffs. Better matchup.
Then why didn't they have a laser and make that kick go in?
They figured 44 yards. You can't miss
just,
that.
Yeah, they just
guys
you know,
missed three kicks.
They let their guard down.
The
They put at risk the very foundation of the sport.
Yeah,
miss an extra point, only to just assume a 44-yard field
Did
goal.
Did they call defensive holding on James Bradbury against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl?
That's a call.
Or did I not see that?
You're talking about lasers.
I mean,
you're talking
come on
lasers,
now.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, invisible
Stop.
Lasers.
Invisible.
See, I'll get you to come along.
I know you'll get me.
It's only day one. We've got 729 days to go. And by that point, when I leave again, I want to make sure that you have bought in to my conspiracy theories, okay?
Yeah, all right. If you
say so. That's what I'm going for.
It was a weird kick. It was a weird kick. Lasers, let's look into it. Let's just ask. You're getting these big-time guests. Where's Roger Goodell?
He's the only guy I can't get.
Can't get Roger?
I'll be the first to tell you, Roger Goodell will never come on the show.
Can't make a phone call? Ask him?
I've made a phone call.
Just be like, hey.
Roger Goodell.
Invisible lasers?
Will never.
Just between us.
By the way, Roger Goodell wouldn't come on with me and Boomer.
Really?
In the height of Boomer and Carton.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell, he'd see us at Super Bowls. Hey, guys! Like, up escalators, down escalators. At the commissioner's party, at the Super Bowl,
right,
all that
that's
stuff.
It.
But refused to ever come on the show. You know why?
Because you're onto the lasers.
No, Boomer. Oh, obviously. Nothing to do with me. Yeah. Iger does not want to talk to me all day.
Doesn't like Boomer.
I don't think he likes Boomer. Yeah. I think that it's got to be something. I'm going to keep investigating that. All right, 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. New for me, maybe new for you. Join us. More of your calls coming up. And in about 30 minutes, we will talk to the main man who owns the Knicks and the Rangers and the Garden and the Beacon and Radio City, my main man, James Dolan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,